Hello, everyone. Welcome back to day two of Awakening Your Intuition. I'm Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn, also located in the Liberated Witch, Awakening the Witch Within Facebook group. So today's live is strictly in the Liberated Witch portal. We are in full swing of the amazing happenings of awakening our intuition. And before we get into day two, comments and lessons and teachings in this amazing workshop, I wanted to talk briefly about yesterday. I had a few people comment and ask some questions, so I wanted to clear that up just for the group, especially if you happen to miss that for yourself. So why we started with yesterday's Know Yourself instead of intention setting, it's because our shadow story is what keeps us from fully accepting and developing our own intuition. And when you really think about what intuition is, it's confidence and it's trust in self. Happy Tuesday, Amanda. So nice to see you back here. Thank you for joining me. Let me know how you enjoyed day two. And if you have any questions, I will be answering them. And for anyone watching the replay, if you have questions, please post them either in the comment section here on the video or comment on video day one, or feel free to post your own like personal post. Get some attention. I am not the be all to end all of intuition. So please post in the group so that, you know, other people can kind of give their insights and downloads. However, yesterday, we talked about know thyself. When we think of intuition, or when I think of intuition, a lot of what comes to mind for me is validation. I want to be validated in what I am feeling, where I am going, how I am, you know, the path that I am creating to go forward. And that's why yesterday we talked about know thyself, getting to know your intuition and your shadow stories. So someone asked, like, so how do I know the difference between what my intuition is and what is kind of like a trigger of a shadow story? Practice. It takes a lot of practice. And this is why I talked about stepping into that chaos. Right? We all have choices in our lives. And we think about intuition. I keep saying that when we think about intuition, what comes forward is those choices. Am I going to believe this? Am I going to believe that gut instinct? So many of you said that you do feel that gut instinct. I knew this was going to happen. Or do I turn away from it? Do I go, no, my shadow story tells me to doubt, so I'm going to doubt. So step into the chaos. Know that this isn't something that's going to be fixed overnight, right? If you were setting up a new diet routine, if you were setting up a new exercise routine, if you were looking to expand your energy in order to welcome in new things in your life, you have to practice it. Think about it. I'm 34 years old. If for the last 14 years, I've been denying my intuitive insight, it's going to take a lot of practice. It's going to take a lot of stepping into the chaos of that shadow story to really trust where I'm going in my own path and follow my intuition. So when we're thinking about this, when we're coming into this knowing for self, it's really, really important to be validating our own journey. And this is what leads us into today. Our intention, what we want from our intuition, right? So intention and intuition. So I want to ask quickly, what does intention mean to you? When you think about intention, what comes to mind? Maybe what comes to mind with intention and intuition, right? Do you see how the two are linked? When you signed up to this and you like seen day two, where you like, ooh, I'm curious about that? Or, you know, what drew you in? Okay. Do you work with the power of intention? Maybe you set new moon intentions every single lunar cycle. Maybe you just go about your day with intentions. Today I'm going to do this, right? So what is intention for you? I would love to know in the comment section below. For me, it is a purpose with an emotional attachment to it. I want this because it's going to make me feel like this. For you, it might be purpose with a tangible goal attached to it. I'm looking to develop my intuition because I want to start reading tarot. I want to start sitting with people and, you know, delivering them intuitive insights, channeling loved ones, past loved ones, connecting more with my mystical side. So again, this is why it's really important to know yourself. When I first started reading tarot and really diving into the intuitive knowledge that comes with reading tarot, it was really important for me to read my cues, right? Was this something that was coming up because I was just suffering from indigestion myself? Or am I reading for a person that has indigestion issues and spirit wants them to know that that message is for them? I had to trust and put myself out there. I'm experiencing some heartburn at this time. This is not something that I would generally experience. So are you experiencing heartburn or do you experience heartburn? Okay. So we have a Facebook user that says intentions. Great, scary question. For me, it's a new journey I'm embarking on, setting the scene for being more calm, less reactive, embracing positivity. I love that. And that's something that can really help you when you are stepping into your intuition, right? So often when we're doing this, right? That scary feeling, that is stepping into chaos. That's allowing the chaos of life to bring you to the calm that you seek. And let's see what else here. Amanda says that. Perfect. Thanks, Amanda. Okay. So for those of you who answered, I knew this would happen, how did that make you feel? And how did it affect your intuition? So specifically, like when you said, I knew that would happen, but you didn't trust your intuition, right? You didn't act upon or ask more questions with regards to your intuition. How did that make you feel? How did that, like, what effect did that have and cascade down through your intuitive knowledge going forward? I really want you to concentrate on this question today, especially since yesterday's Know Thyself. All right. Embrace the chaos. And I'm going to continue to say this throughout the remainder of the 4 days. Why? Because tomorrow we're talking about the stars, the moon, and the sun, and your intuition. And we know that the cosmos are like organized chaos. So we have to be able to develop and bring that into ourselves. So for instance, when we are talking about intention here, right? I knew this would happen. Okay. So this is a really great jumping off question to say, so what am I going to intend to happen next time? How am I going to tune in and listen to my intuitive insights? What questions am I going to ask when I have this knowing feeling coming forward for myself? How am I going to learn to trust that? And what's my intention? Am I going to learn to trust and act upon it, knowing that the results may vary, right? We're not going to get it right 100% of the time. Life isn't certain, even with well-laid plans. So what is our intention with that intuitive knowledge that's coming forward? So Amanda says, it made me feel sad, disappointed in what happened. Myself, for not sure, not believing it, okay? But also knowing what to do about it, to change it. Okay, so that's perfect. I love that, Amanda. Not knowing what to do or how to change it. So this is a really good question for your intention as well. What if you can't change it, right? Because we have to remember that like fate is fate. What's meant to happen is going to happen. So when we think about intention, is the intention of this premonition or the intention of this intuitive download to have us change it, or is it to prepare us for what's coming, to let us know that what's coming we can handle, to maybe ease off a little bit and step into either calm, right? Allow for expansion, or to prepare, right? Put ourselves into action. I mean, both are action. One is actually moving forward in action and one is taking a step back in action. So it's really important to think like, why do I want to understand my intuition more? Why do I want to learn the cues in my body so that when I get a premonition, when I am sitting with the mystic, I can trust it and learn how to channel these messages appropriately? Remembering that we are human, having a human experience alongside a spiritual experience. So we're not going to get it right 100% of the time. We're not going to fully understand that spider web that is life. Okay. So when we know ourselves, when we trust our cues, when we can embrace the chaos of, you know, what's happening inside us, believing and trusting and stepping into that ebb and flow of life, then we can learn how to trust and direct the messages, the channeling that's coming through from the mystic. But without knowing ourselves, without trusting our own cues, we can't trust and know and deliver what's coming through on the other side. So I get a lot of questions where people have said, I used to see spirit all the time, and then I got scared and I shut it off. And now I would like to see spirit more. So I'm going to put the question back into you. Why? Why do you want to know spirit more? What purpose is that going to give you? How is that going to make you feel more emotionally grounded, emotionally open, spiritually open? What is it going to do for your life? How is it going to improve your life? Do you just want to communicate with the other side? Perfect. Do you want to deliver messages? Is it just something cool that you kind of want to do? Amazing. We need to learn how to ask questions. Oftentimes we get this intuitive hit and it's like, okay, what was the intention of that? Why did that happen? Ask that. Why did I feel like grandma was visiting? What was I just doing? What was my thought process? What are the cues that are coming up through my body and why grandma is here at this time? Is it to validate a thought that I had, right? Kind of a secondary response, because we should be validating ourselves first. So a secondary response. Or is she or they delivering a message? Are they trying to prepare me for what's coming? Journaling is a really great tool for this. Okay. So also what I want to talk about here is ego, because this is a really important aspect when we're talking about intention, especially intuition with regards to intention. So why do you want to receive messages, right? The intention. What's the intention there? How is it feeding your ego? Now, a lot of practitioners might tell you that we are trying to erase the ego. The ego is the downfall to the human experience. I am going to say, nay, nay, we need the ego. However, we do not want ego running the show. We don't want to be constantly driving from that ego place of ego, right? Because then it puts us into more of like a production mode rather than a sinking in and actually feeling that kind of more feminine energy that comes with that intuitive hit, right? This is where doubt really starts to take hold, because ego will say, no, that didn't really happen. I'm trying to source things from outside of myself instead of sourcing from inside. However, ego keeps us safe. Ego lets us know that, like, there is fear and damage, or there is a fear that should be recognized and looked at here. Okay. So ego will also keep us oftentimes from that validation of self. So good ego says, I feel confident in my intuition. Bad ego says, I'm going to source outside of myself and ask for validation from others. Now, sometimes we need that. So again, like, let's not completely throw that off the mark. However, have I done everything within myself? Am I feeling confident with all the knowledge that I have within me? And now I'm going to seek outward. Ego keeps us wandering. Ego keeps us from really feeling that big knowing, right? It can make us confident, but it can also kind of dim us. So this is why day one is really important, to really get to know the stories, those shadow stories that keep us in that cycle of sourcing outside validation. So what is your intention? What do you want from your intuition? How is it going to improve your life? What are you going to do with your intuition? How is it going to build your confidence? How can you create, right, a relationship with your ego that's balanced, that allows you to say, I don't want to feel disappointment, right? I don't want to feel sad that I missed something, but also in the validation that, like, I'm human. I'm not going to know everything. I am going to experience disappointment every once in a while. And these disappointments aren't going to be things that I shy away from, but instead they're going to be learning opportunities for me that I can step into my intuition more and develop it further. So intention is very, very important. So today, if you don't get the email, I'm going to leave you with this. We had the new moon yesterday. If you haven't set new moon intentions, I'm going to recommend that you set a new moon intention with regards to your intuition. This month, I would like to trust my intuition once a day. The action plan for that is that when I get an intuitive hit, and we're going to use the example from yesterday, I'm watching Netflix and I have a sudden urge to do something, or I'm, you know, on a certain path and I have a sudden urge to do something, I'm going to follow through. And I'm going to ask questions and I'm going to be curious. Then we're going to affirm that with an affirmation. I trust my intuition, so I follow my instincts. This is going to help calm that nervous system as you're stepping into chaos. It's going to rewire your brain, rewire your intuitive knowing, right? Stepping you into trust, stepping you into confidence, and allowing ego to take a little bit of a break while still feeling the confidence that it's building. All right. So I am going to be sending out day two a little bit later today. And just a reminder that I am going to be opening up the portal on Friday for the Liberated Witch, where we're really going to get into it for the next 3 months, your womb cycle, the intuitive knowledge that it has, stepping into knowing yourselves, while gaining a deeper connection to your intuition, liberating your inner witch, and really connecting yourself to the mystic and the cosmos. All right. Let me know how you're doing, witches. Let me know if you have any questions. And tomorrow I will be live with day 3 for the sun, the moon, the stars, and your intuition. Enjoy your day. I'm Karina. Talk to you later.